#KCSoccerBeat, only on KC 107.7.
Welcome back. Today we're speaking to Alan Clive Carolison of Paul AC Rottweiler Services. Am I correct?
Yeah, that is one of my, where I started my business in security industry.
So I know you're currently busy with a new journey. Can you tell us more about your new journey into training?
Well, I'm actually in training, and I see that all the people in the industry must have registered, trained, and PCR registered. And a lot of people in PAL operating illegal. Even car guards, they must be trained. Security's got a bump on at the sport fields. They got a bump on, but they're not a security. Or they are a normal security guard, but not event registered. So we see that all that training come in place. And yeah, people must be in a class, attend a class. They must have no visible tattoos. They mustn't have any criminal records. And they can come register with us, and then we will sort them out by check their records. And we can even pick it up when we feed his ID in, the staff reject, his training reject. And very important is people must go to a place, wherever, to sit in a class. They mustn't buy certificates. A lot of the people buying certificates. I had every month someone want to be registered. I must assist them. Then I found out he buy the certificate. He was never in a class. And even a criminal record. So I assist them to clear up their things. Some of them we can't. But yes, you must sit in a class. In a very important, if you want to be a security, you must be doing the E, D, and C, because you get paid from the C. So a lot of companies take you on as an E-grade, but they pay you under the belt.
So I wanted to look at what exactly is your role in the company. Are you the trainer? Are you the director? Are you a bit of both?
I'm the director in the training department. We got instructors to do the job.
I wanted to know about you. How did you become a trainer? Because I'm also a CETA trainer as well. And I mean, there's so many things that you've got to do. Sometimes you've got to do a course in order to become a facilitator, or you've got to be an industry expert. How did you become a trainer?
I was coming on from the starting of the security industry. There was no law, no industry, nothing. I created a Professor Augustine in Stellenbosch University, in CIRA, or not CIRA, but the Labor Department, and there we started. And after they registered, I had to give all my training in. On that stage, they was register you on what you got as a person and a time period you are in the industry. And after that, I had to go for more classes to upgrade myself, so that I can have a B grade, A grade, and I can do arm response, cash in transit, and events.
So I wanted to ask you, you know, you mentioned CIRA and how important it is to become part of the body of CIRA, but what is the first steps for somebody who's looking to start a company as a security company? Because you said there's a lot of people who are, let's say, operating unlawfully.
Okay, if you want to be a security company, there's laws in place. So you must first register yourself up to a B grade. That's the lowest one you can have to start a business. And after you have that, you do your application, and then it starts your business name, your address. Very important. You must have a landline and a cell phone. In a physical address. And there's where you started, and then after your application, CIRA will visit you and come and check if everything is in place and guide you how your paperwork must be, your letterheads, your invoicing and stuff like that, because your serial number must appear in all your invoices. You say that you are a registered company. And then after that, if you are in business, every year and a half, you have to renew your certificate. It might be that you picked up a criminal case. So, yeah, you must renew your certificate.
Does the registration take a long time?
Yes and no. If you had something behind you, you didn't talk about it, and if you have a criminal record, 15 years ago, they were picked it up. They can't be registered. So a lot of people lie.
Okay. So you absolutely cannot be registered if you do have a criminal record?
Yeah. It all depends on the type of criminal record. There's some criminal records that can disappear after 5 years, some after 10 years, but you must have do an application to clear your record first. And then the record is cleared by CIRA, by the police, and then they will put you up into the system.
So you mentioned you do training. Can you maybe just give us an idea of what training you guys provide, and then maybe just give our listeners maybe some contact details for your information? Because I know, like you said, there's a lot of businesses out there that are operating, and maybe they don't even know that they're operating unlawfully. So I think this is a great opportunity for you just to tell them about your security services.
Yeah, it's very important. Everyone must know, not even the security people, the businesses must know. They don't want to pay the people the right amount of money, and that's why they take the people who's not registered. You must have sit in a class, do your class, do a physical exercise with your courses, day-by-day course, and end of the week you write exam. And after you pass it, then we load it up to the system of PCRA. I don't leave you with a certificate. We load it up, and it's on CIRA's database. And in 14 days' time, CIRA can see, here's the ID, that's a person, he done that class, right? And after he done the three courses, I assess them extra by get the fingerprints, register them on PCRA, ID photos, take them on special servers from our side because we're long in the business. I know exactly how to do it. Assist them. You don't sit in the queue at CIRA. I booked your date when you must be there at the time. You go with me. We walked in, get your number, sit in a line, and that line is not so long as previous years.
Like Home Affairs.
It was like Home Affairs. It was like, but it's not so that long anymore. So, but if the thing is booked, it's fine. It go easy for us. If I go at 9 o'clock there, I'm 11 o'clock out.
So let's look at it from this perspective. I've always advocated for experts training the future generation or the next generation. And I think it's so awesome that you yourself, who's had, if I'm not correct, 30 years of experience?
38 years.
38 years of experience, almost plus, 40 years of experience. And I think that knowledge is so important to share to that next generation of business owners, people who are looking to get into the security industry. So I wanted to know by you, how long is your course?
The course is 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Then you have a C grade.
Okay.
But the most important thing is not only you, is all public. The public thing you can buy. I had the parents with the son, with the certificate. I must assist him because he was buying the certificate. They come even out of Cape Town to sell the certificate here.
Oh, wow.
And people buying it because it's opportunity. And the municipality people, the people who assist the people, arrange money for them to do the courses, even at the Tusong Center, illegal. A training center can't be movable. If you want to move it, you have to do application. NCR come and inspect the place before you can start giving classes there. But anyone come from Cape Town, doing the class for 2-3 days, and the people getting certificate. Illegal. And that is my biggest concern in Nepal.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm currently busy with my own training course that I'm trying to prepare for, and we're currently in the QCTO period of our registration, and I know for a fact that you have to have a location to do your training. That's absolutely important.
That's correct.
So I wanted to move away from the training side, and I just wanted to speak about security as a whole, because there's security for small businesses and for businesses, but there's also security for, you know, the community and for us at home. Now, I wanted to ask you, what's the benefits of getting security or a security company in your home? Does your insurance premium go down when you've got these security measures in place? What is the benefits of it?
Yeah, there is a big benefit, but you must have security when you sign up for insurance. But there's a way the insurance broker deal with you, and if you must make sure that there's a clause in for security in your insurance, because I had a lot of people with house burned down. And then it qualifies for a security guard a place. And that is your stupidness that time when you sign up. But if you had security, make everyone aware of security, people won't challenge you. But if you see you got a backyard company on, they challenge you. And that is very important, because all the backyard guys haven't got a board to put up to warn people there's a security on monitoring there. And people want to just have a guard, a normal person with a bob on, like a beardwacht, also do security, but they are under the law of the police as a beardwacht. But like the sport events, doing beardwacht guys to do security, but they must have event security, and that's a biggest problem in Boland, and municipality pass that application. What is not right. And the police even pass that application.
So discuss with us the difference between, let's call it beerdkracht and event security. What's the difference?
Events is you have the C grade plus the event security course behind you. You must have that event security to know how to operate when it's event. And that is the importance of it. It's not only a security. It must be event security.
So I wanna bring it back to, maybe if you can give us any sort of practical advice for homeowners just to make their house more secure.
Well, it all depends if the people got the money. Security is big money. It's not small money anymore. If you put an alarm in, beams outside. It start there. Don't allow people to be on your premises. But if you have dogs and cats and garden, it won't work.
Yeah. So would you say maybe we could, you know, maybe it's cheaper or more affordable to add extra lighting outside?
Light is very important all over. Wherever you go, lights. And I've got the light, is the dogs bark, I switch the light and the four lights coming on. And immediately the dogs get silent and the area is silent. When a security company come arrive there, there's nothing to see. They're gone already.
Because I think there's obviously security as a whole is a very expensive trade, and rightfully so. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to secure and protect your assets, your house, and your family as a whole. But I know there might be practical ways that we can maybe use. It's not obviously going to get people away from breaking into our yard, but it's obviously going to bring about a presence. And I think most of the housebreaking, and it usually actually happens in December when Pa as a whole gets a bit quieter.
Security is actually the neighborhood who invite criminals to them by giving them stuff over the fence or call them in to do something to the people watching your place. And I would say rather take your free gift you want to give them to a body like Paul Dunnett or somebody who feed other people, and they can go there to get food and stuff like that, not to knock on your door. And especially on Fridays in Charles and Hill area, when lorry is coming, picking up the bins and stuff like that, then they're all around digging in every bag and stuff like that. And we get them with a municipality drum, walking around to collect for that drum. And that drum is illegal because that drum is issued to someone who paid for it. And someone walk away with a drum and just finish it glad. Nobody worried about it.
So I wanted to go into robberies and having an emergency plan. How important is it with robberies increasing nowadays in Paul? How important is it for small businesses or businesses as a whole to have an emergency plan for their company?
Yeah, they must talk to security company to give them advice, to come and do assessment at the place, give me the advice, and to see that the guard they use in the shop is right. He knows what he's doing. He don't stand with the on duty with a cell phone and stuff like that. And the criminal is watching your operation. If you see there's a gap, or he give you an orange or a cool drink and stuff like that, and then you get away through.
How important is it for security in the community, and what role does your company play in that duty?
Visibility is number one from our company. Yeah, you must be all over, and if someone call or someone has a complaint, attend to the complaint and follow the procedures. But a lot of people had break-ins, but they not prepared to lay a charge. They actually waste our time and their time, and they make it easy for a scully. We running now in Northern Parlour case. I think it's the seventh time we go to court now. But the family is positive. They want to work together so that the guy go to jail, because it's not the first time. And there was last week three different owners in court for the same guy. And if people start doing that, criminality will disappear.
I really want to take the time to thank you so much for your time and your effort and your insight in this interview, because I think we've learned quite a bit. For those looking once again to get hold of you for your security training, can you give us contact details?
Yeah, they must contact Lorette on 076-410-5000. That lady will answer the call and give all the questions and make it clear to them if they need anything.
Thank you so much for your time and all your insight in this interview. I really appreciate it. For those who are looking to get any sort of training in the security side and get registered with CERA, please contact them as soon as possible. #KCB Soccer, only on KCB 107.7.